Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra says 50% US tariffs on India are not a matter of huge concern for India's growth. World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide levels in atmosphere reached record high in 2024, marking highest ever single year increase. And Ahmedabad in Gujarat recommended as host for 2030 Commonwealth Games by Executive Board of Commonwealth Sport. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya arrived in New Delhi today on a three-day visit. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is her maiden visit to the country. He said that the visit continues the tradition of regular and close engagements between the two countries, strengthening the deep-rooted bonds of friendship. In a media advisory, the Ministry of External Affairs stated that during her visit, she will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. A report.
During her stay, she will meet senior political leaders to boost cooperation across key sectors between the two countries. The Prime Minister will also deliver a keynote address at a media summit and visit IIT Delhi and Niti Aayog to explore partnerships in education, innovation and technology. A proud alumnus of Hindu College, University of Delhi, she'll also visit her alma mater and attend a business event to strengthen trade and investment ties between India and Sri Lanka. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has asserted that the 50% US tariffs on India are not a matter of huge concern for India's growth. Speaking at an event during the IMF World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C., Mr. Malhotra said that India's status as a domestic-driven economy negates the negative impact of US tariffs. The Indian trade negotiating team is already in Washington for the next round of trade talks with US officials. The RBI governor also said that he met members of the Indian negotiating team over breakfast to discuss the issues. Despite the 50% tariff hike imposed by the Donald Trump administration, India's exports to the US rose to $45.82 billion in the first half of the current financial year, which is April to September, which represents a 13.3% increase over the corresponding figure of $40.42 billion in the same period last year. World Meteorological Organization WMO has said that carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have reached the highest ever recorded, potentially further warming the planet and leading to more extreme climate events. More from our correspondent.
A new report by World Meteorological Organization WMO from 2023 to 2024, the global average concentration of CO2 rose by 3.5 parts per million, the largest increase since modern measurements started in 1957. The report has been published ahead of next month's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Brazil. The burning of fossil fuels and an increase in wildfires, particularly in South America, drove the rise in CO2 levels over the last year. WMO Deputy Secretary General Co Barrett said that the heat trapped by CO2 and other greenhouse gases is turbocharging the climate and leading to more extreme weather. Concentrations of other important greenhouse gases, methane and nitro oxide, also rose to record levels. WMO Senior Scientific Officer Oksana Tarasova said that the CO2 gas accumulated in the atmosphere has a very long lifetime. Tarasova said carbon emissions are soaked up by forest, land and oceans. However, the ability of these so-called carbon sinks to absorb the gases is less. Tarasova said that the trees in the Amazon became stressed from rising temperatures and low rainfall. She said if the tree is under stress, if it does not have water and has a very high temperature, it does not photosynthesize. Payal Sharma for World News.
The IUCN World Conservation Congress concluded in Abu Dhabi yesterday after a week of high-level deliberations that shaped a renewed global conservation agenda. Gathering more than 10,000 delegates from governments, NGOs, indigenous communities and research institutions, the Conservation Congress adopted landmark resolutions to address biodiversity loss, climate threats and environmental crime. Key outcomes included Motion 108, which passed with over 90% support and calls for global guidelines to regulate the capture and trade of wild animals in the pet industry, a practice that removes millions of species from the wild each year. Motion 87 established a framework for the responsible use of synthetic biology in conservation, balancing innovation with ethical and scientific safeguards. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Norway aims to provide 2 billion Norwegian kroner to a NATO-coordinated aid package for Ukraine, the Norwegian government said in a press release. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said the Nordic country is joining a group of European countries to fund a package that will secure defense equipment for Ukraine. Several European countries are coordinating contributions under the new US-led initiative and prioritized Ukraine Requirements List, PURL, a program through which NATO allies fund military assistance for Ukraine drawn directly from the US weapon stockpiles. Norway has previously contributed 1.5 billion Norwegian kroner to an earlier PURL package. The PURL initiative was officially launched on July 14th by US President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. In a landmark development for Indian sports, Ahmedabad in Gujarat has been recommended as the host city for the 2030 Commonwealth Games. We have a report.
The announcement was made during the executive board meeting of Commonwealth Sport, marking a historic moment as the games will coincide with the centenary celebration of the Commonwealth Sport movement. The recommendation, which will be placed before the General Assembly of Commonwealth Sport next month, reflects India's growing stature in the global sporting arena. The proposal was jointly submitted by the Government of India, the Government of Gujarat, and the Commonwealth Games Association of India. The move aligns with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's consistent efforts to promote a sports culture in India, particularly through initiatives like Khelo India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated the nation and said India has earned this honor by creating world-class sports infrastructure and nurturing athletes capable of competing at the global level. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya said that the 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad will be a moment of pride for every Indian. President of the Commonwealth Games Association of India, P.T. Usha, stated that centenary Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad will be games for the future, built on sustainability, inclusivity and innovation. Moreover, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel called it a truly proud moment for Gujarat and India and praised the Prime Minister's leadership in securing the recommendation. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Pakistan and England shared 1 point each after their clash got abandoned due to rain at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. In today's fixture, Australia will take on Bangladesh at the ACA VDC Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam. The match will begin at 3 p.m. World Spine Day is being celebrated across the globe today. It is celebrated on October 16th every year to promote spinal health. This year's theme, Invest in Your Spine for a Healthier Future, highlights the vital role our daily choices play in preventing spinal pain and disability. World Spine Day urges governments, health professionals and communities to take proactive steps to promote spinal health. This global initiative is a call to empower people with the knowledge and tools to prevent pain before it starts. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra says 50% US tariffs on India are not a matter of huge concern for India's growth. World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide levels in atmosphere reached a record high in 2024, marking highest ever single-year increase. And Ahmedabad in Gujarat recommended as host for 2030 Commonwealth Games by Executive Board of Commonwealth Sport. And that is the end of this news bulletin.